In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second week of the month of Kiyak, and this is the second Annunciation. Last week we read the Annunciation of John the Baptist, and today is the Annunciation of the birth of Jesus, our Lord. So this Annunciation of Jesus follows John's, the Evangelist, and sets scene. It's an introduction by Gabriel, the angel himself. And the meaning of Gabriel, the Archangel Gabriel, the meaning of his name is the strength of God. So allow me to give you an overview of what's the reading today. Then we're going to concentrate on maybe 2 points or 3 points towards the end. So the significant piece of this information in here, in our reading today, was Saint Mary offers to God a big gift, and she is a wife and a virgin, yet remains virgin after her birth, Jesus. So what is this gift? It's her virginity, of course. As she prefigures the church that is undefiled yet wed, this is what Saint Ambrose said, that Saint Mary prefigures this church. She's wed, but undefiled. Then when the angel came and told her something very unique, he said, "Hail, full of grace." This is the first time ever we can hear this to be said to a woman in the Bible in general. It is a unique greeting for Mary, that the angel also announces that the Lord is with you. He was very specific, the Lord with you. A greeting which was mysterious and a bit troubling for Mary, because of her modesty. She was very modest, very humble. Who am I to have God with me and the angel come to me and say, "Hail, full of grace"? The new era of this salvation begins with this conception of Jesus in Mary. It's a new era. So the Old Testament, we have had all of these prophets coming and say, the Messiah is coming. And now it's about to happen. Then the angel came and he said, the Messiah is coming, and his name will be Jesus. So as Eve, the first mom, the first creation of God, contained in her womb all humanity. She's the first to bring forth any humans. That was doomed to sin. We sinned after her. Now Mary contains in her womb the new Adam, which is Jesus, who will be a father to all the new humanity, but in grace. So a simple, comparison between Saint Mary and Eve, our mother. As Archangel Gabriel rejoices over Mary as the place of God of glory, for God borrows Mary's flesh. He came, God himself in all his, power and almighty, he borrows Saint Mary's flesh to lead mankind to glory. I'm not repeating again how the salvation has to happen. You understand and you know. But the point is, God has to take our nature to be able to give us salvation. Mary was instructed by Gabriel the angel and said, concerning the child who reveals to her the divine mystery of God's action in her, for she will be a mother even though she remains a virgin. So we have to make sure that this is what we understand and this is what we believe. Saint Mary was a virgin, she gave a birth, and after birth, she stayed as a virgin. And this is miraculous. This is nothing, never happened, and will never happen again. It's only once. The child conceived in Mary will be both the Son of God and the Son of Man also. And as the name Jesus refers to his action rather than his nature, because God's nature is different, because he will save the people from their sin and bring about the recreation of the world, for what Mary conceives in her womb is none other than the creator of all things. So God himself, this is Saint Ambrose who said this, the creator was born from his creation, which is really deep. Jesus, our Lord, he's the climax of this Davidic line, Davidic meaning from David. So he came from the line of David, and he was born from both the house of David and the house of Levi. So we understand the house of Levi, this is all the priests, but only coming from this tribe. David was one who was coming from Levi, but yet he was king. So basically, St. Mary came from the line of a king and also a line of a priest. Who was born from her? The King of Kings and the Archpriest. Make sense? Which is Jesus, of course. This reflects the mystery of how the timeless enters time, which is God. He has no time, but he came into time because he stayed 9 months in her womb and he lived 33 years, and there was time for everything as we go. Unlike Zechariah last week, when the angel came to him, he acted completely differently. Unlike Zechariah, Mary's wondering is not laced by skepticism. He was skeptic. He did not believe the angel. That's why he was mute. Mary questions arises from her vow of virginity. She had this vow saying, "I'm a virgin. I'm going to continue to be a virgin. How come I will have a boy? How come I will have an offspring?" So she was confused. Saint Theophanius said this: "It is Gabriel who should stand in awe of Mary, not Mary of Gabriel, for she now bears in her womb the eternal Son of God." So just imagine this angel, archangel, that he serves and praises God since the beginning, and all of a sudden he will be in Mary's womb. I mean, I cannot imagine how the angel was thinking. What is this? What's happening? As it prefigures our rebirth in a new life and the renewal of humanity, there is a renewal now. For the water of the baptism is like the virgin's womb. This is a very nice comparison also. The virgin birth of Jesus sets us free because it is by the Spirit, not by any carnal lust. So it's the Holy Spirit who caused this. Look at this. This same Spirit hovered over the water and brought forth creation since the beginning. But the presence of Yahweh, which is God in the Old Testament, in the cloud overshadowed the tabernacle, and the glory of Yahweh filled it. So when they built the tabernacle, Yahweh, or God, was there. His Spirit was hovering. So that's when they know that God is there. And God appeared in so many different ways in the past. But they knew that God is there because His Spirit was hovering over the tabernacle. And since Mary bears this holy child in her womb, she now represents the temple, the tabernacle, but not only that, also the Ark of Covenant. So she is the tabernacle from outside all the way to the Ark of Covenant, because inside her was Jesus, and this is God was residing in the tabernacle also, in the Ark of Covenant. St. John of Damascus said this: "As the Spirit came down upon Mary to bring about Christ's conception, so also the Spirit comes down now on the bread and wine to create this meal of the new creation, calling to the mind of early Christians the reception of the body and blood of Christ into the believer's body in Holy Communion." So the same exact thing. In half an hour, Abuna will be calling and asking the Holy Spirit to come and descend and make the miracle that happens every time when we eat God's body and drink His blood. Let's talk about Elizabeth for a minute. As a cousin to Elizabeth, who is of the tribe of Aaron. Aaron was a priest also, but this is before the Levi part. Mary's lineage was royal, like I mentioned, of the house of David, and priestly of the house of Levi, so that her son, the king, and a priest, not only the king, but the King of Kings and the Archpriest, like I mentioned before. By her obedience, she reverses the disobedience of Eve, so that the first virgin fall through the seduction of an angel is overcome by the faithful response of this virgin who believes the word of another angel. Of course, Satan was an angel, right? So Eve listened to an angel and she fell, yet Mary reversed all of this and she listened to another angel, but she saved us. Big difference between Eve and St. Mary, of course. For the sake of time, like I mentioned, I'm going to just concentrate on 3 points. Bear with me, please. Gabriel greets St. Mary, this greeting. So Mary offers God this gift of her virginity, which was something big, at that time and at all the times. Truly full of grace was she, upon whom it was conferred by divine favor, that first among women she should offer God the most glorious gift in her, which was the virginity. She offered God all of her body, her virginity, and everything in her, and it was accepted. God waited all of these years, thousands of years, waiting for one specific lady, one specific virgin. Because there were so many other virgins, but it has to be Saint Mary, because she was very unique in the fullness of time. Saint Jerome said this, the perpetual virginity of Saint Mary. He said, Holy Mary, blessed Mary, mother and virgin, virgin before giving birth, virgin after giving birth. I, for my part, marvel how a virgin is born of a virgin. He's talking about Jesus. How a virgin is born of a virgin. And how after the birth of a virgin, a mother still a virgin. Maybe I'm repeating myself a little bit, but just to confirm things. Why Mary must be betrothed to Joseph? You know, it's so easy. God may have this miracle and she can bear the baby and everything. It's miraculous. Yet, put in this text that we are living in the Jewish community or the Jewish thoughts. How would a virgin be pregnant? They will kill her, basically. As to why she wished to be conceived, as to why he was to be conceived and born not of a simple virgin, but of one who was betrothed to a man, several of the fathers have put forward some answers to this. One good answer is to prevent her from being condemned as guilty of defilement if she were to bear a son when he had no husband. She had no husband. Then too, the woman in labor would be sustained by a husband care. She needs somebody to help her. She was very young, so somebody has to help her there. Therefore, blessed Saint Mary had to have a husband who would be both a perfectly sure witness of her integrity and completely trustworthy, not any husband. Saint Joseph has to be trustworthy. A trustworthy foster father, or our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born from her. So he will take care of Saint Mary and, of course, the child who will come. He was husband who would, in accordance with the law, offer a sacrifice to the temple for the child when he was infant. Of course, he has to take him to the temple and they have to circumcise him and offer a sacrifice. And we took him along with his mother to Egypt when they got these persecutions, you know, running away from killing. And he would bring them back to minister to all of us. So Saint Joseph's part was very important also, taking care of Saint Mary and Jesus himself. And finally, this angel's greeting to Saint Mary was unique. Origen, he said this, the angel greeted Mary with a new address, which was not found anywhere else in the scriptures. The angel says, Hail, full of grace. This greeting was reserved for Mary alone, never been said before, and has been said after. As death through one woman, life came through one woman, another woman also. So she deserves to be very, very unique. Saint Irenaeus said this, Mary's obedience reserves Eve's disobedience. So the Lord now came to his own, born from his own creation. He, by his obedience on the tree, renewed and reversed what was done by the disobedience in connection with the tree. Of course, you understand what is the tree and what's the other tree. The tree of knowledge, or the tree what they ate from, and the tree which was the cross after this. The Virgin Eve, already betrothed to a man, which was Adam, was seducted by the word of an angel and flee from God by the angel and fell. Yet when the angel of truth brought God tidings to the Virgin Mary, who was also betrothed to a man, Saint Joseph, Mary received the glad tiding, and she would bear good tiding by obeying his word. As the human race was subjected to death through the act of a virgin, so the human race was saved by a virgin and a precise balance by the obedience of Saint Mary. We could not say more, believe me, than hail to you and thank you, Saint Mary, full of grace. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We want to thank you so much for listening to St. Basil's podcast. We hope that you have gained spiritually from our remarkable speakers, and we appreciate your support towards this podcast. St. Basil American Coptic Orthodox Church is looking to purchase a home, and we would love for you to be a part of our community. We are looking to raise funds towards this novel mission, Orthodoxy in an American Context within the San Diego area. You may donate online through our website, www.stbasil.net, that's www.stbasil.net, or click on the link below and it will take you to our donations page. You may also mail in your contribution at the address located on our website. We thank you for any contribution, and may our Lord Jesus Christ always bless your heart and home.